Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com. Here with a show that usually airs on FightfulSelect.com. I'll explain you that in a moment. But this is a free preview of that service, of the Fightful Select service. And it is free because of Four Sigmatic Coffee. I want to thank Four Sigmatic for making this happen. I was not a big coffee drinker before I tried Four Sigmatic. I have mentioned on several shows that I've been trying to find a bit of a different way to get my energy in the mornings as opposed to just energy drinks. And I've tried a few things. I tried Four Sigmatic. Right now, you can get 20% off your order at foursigmatic.com/Fightful and use that code Fightful. I liked it so much that I got it as a Christmas gift for a lot of people as well. They've got over 30,000 five-star reviews, and they back their product with a 100% money-back guarantee. That exclusive offer just for our Fightful listeners is 20% off your first order when you go to foursigmatic.com/Fightful, FourSigmatic. It helps you with energy, with focus, being more productive, just feeling on top of your game. You don't get the jittery feeling. It's easier on the gut than a lot of other coffees as well. It's got those cordyceps mushrooms. It is not a cooking mushroom. It doesn't taste like mushrooms. It's a rich, smooth taste. Check it out, foursigmatic.com/Fightful. Definitely thank them for making this happen. Right now is the office Christmas party at our parent company in Toronto. So Jimmy Van is not here. I didn't want to leave you guys without a show. The schedule was very, very slammed this week. We've got three interviews running like almost each week through the holidays. We've got a lot of stuff coming up on Fightful Select. If you've been around Fightful Select today, you saw two pretty big stories. And usually I do a Q&A show on Fightful Select every single week. Sometimes it's live. Sometimes it's pre-recorded. What I usually do is I answer each question that I know the answer to, and I'm giving you all a free preview of that. Now, if you want to ask a question on this show, if you're subscribed to Fightful Select, just pull this show up on Fightful Select. I'll see it in the comments. If I have an answer to that question, I will answer it. You can also donate a super chat here on YouTube. Even if I don't know the answer, I'll at least try to address it, right? And we also have Humper Chats at humperchats.com. Now, the benefits of Humper Chats, if you have a PayPal, it hooks right up. Also, you can leave us questions and comments before shows, after shows. We see it right there. We got it hooked up, and we just read it on the air. And yeah, FightfulSelect.com, that is our lifeblood. We've reported a couple of really big stories today, and we want to show you guys some of the show aspects of maybe what you're missing. Of course, everybody knows about the exclusive news, but we have a new show there every day. We have the Backstage Report. It's about 15, 20 minutes every Monday. I'm running through our exclusive reports, giving you additional news, injury updates, contract updates. On Monday nights or Tuesdays, we have Alex's Sour Graps. If you just hate Raw, if you're a miserable person like Alex Pawlowski, well, you're in luck because he wants to be miserable with you. So he reviews Raw and SmackDown and occasionally pay-per-views as well. You get at least two of those a week. Every Wednesday is The List Goes On. It's our List and Your Boy post show. Every Thursday is this Q&A show. Every Friday, I do a figure haul episode. I have gosh, over 40, 50 episodes filmed of Figure Hall. So that's going to go for the foreseeable future. Every weekend, we have the Weekender podcast. If you ever say, oh, well, why don't you review, say, ROH or 205 Live or NWA, GCW, Impact, Steven Jensen does over there on FightfulSelect.com. So let's go ahead and get into these questions. I want to make sure that I take care of these super chats and humper chats first. As worst case scenario, I can film something extra for Fightful Select. But Throwback says, wanted to say happy holidays, bud. Thank you for being a good friend. With WWE's turnover this year, what was the biggest release in your mind? Bray Wyatt. That's got to be the biggest one to me. Bray Wyatt, as far as stature and name value, but Braun Strowman in the I can't possibly understand what this company wants type of thing. Zach Barber sent a humper chat, big thank you, that says Kevin Owens voluntarily chose to stay in the Stanford Supermax. This was nothing more than a PR victory for WWE after so many talent chose to leave. Kevin Steen has given up his career for a company that has repeatedly shown how little they value him. Well, this is why I always say on this show, guys, I will never pretend to understand the motivations of millionaires or people who stand to become millionaires. You never know how they want to take care of themselves and their family or sort of disseminate their art. I'm not going to fault somebody for wanting to take care of their family. Joel Wood says, do you think KO staying would help them in their efforts to retain Sami Zayn? Yes, I do think that would help an awful lot. I haven't heard any update on that though. Kurt Benoit says, do you think with the two-night Mania is becoming a thing, we might see Mania 40 back at MSG? Tell Jeremy Lambert I love him. I will not tell Jeremy Lambert that. No, I think that we are done with the MSG-sized venues for WrestleMania, period. I think that's done. It's over. We won't be seeing that anymore. Unless things get bad for WWE, then it's possible. As reported on FightfulSelect.com, Kevin Owens has re-signed with WWE. You can subscribe, see the full report over there. But there you go. I mean, it's kind of a big piece of news, right? We had reported earlier this year that his contract was up much sooner than what many had expected because he had reworked his deal. Drew Hall says, Gresham canceled a January 21st booking. AEW runs Rampage Live that same night. Is it a coincidence? I sure hope it's not, but I don't have the answer to that. But he should be in AEW. A lot of people asking, have you heard of anything on free agent names slated to be at Dynamite tonight? I have not. I just want to say that. I have not heard about any free agent names that specifically are going to be there. I have heard of other unique ways. I don't know if it's unique, but I've heard of other ways that the company will likely get buzz off of this show. Positively, negatively. Eloquent says, did you watch Marina Shafir on Dark? Thought she looked great and much better than anything I saw her do in NXT. Well, they played a strengths there. It is a taped show. I haven't seen it yet. I usually get to watch that later on in the week. Arturo says, if you were to guess what AEW wrestler jumps first to WWE, I think Wardlow will be tempted. I think maybe if WWE wants to sign a Brian Cage and put him in NXT 2.0, I think he'd fit really well. Abhinav says, do you have any details on which AEW deals are up this year and who looks like they won't be re-signed? I don't have any details on who won't be re-signed, but I do have some details I'm working to tie up about some contracts that are up over the next year or so. TKO Boy says, any word on where EC3's Control the Narrative group could be showing up next? Well, I know that Impact has long had interest in Braun Strowman, Adam Scheer. They have a pretty good relationship with EC3. I just don't know how that relationship is with Karrion Kross. I think the sum of those parts is greater than them individually now. I think that Karrion Kross, now Killer Kross, EC3, and Braun Strowman, Adam Scheer, as he makes sure that I knew, I think they're very buzzworthy as a unit. I think they work really, really well as a team. Taylor Cannon says, hey, Sean, I always enjoy your content. Any idea with what's up with Asuka? Is she still injured? Last I heard, she was. I can't speak to her injury status as of right this moment, but I think so. I think that she's still hurt. But don't quote me on that. KE775 says, do you think either Dakota Kai or Raquel Gonzalez is Raw or SmackDown bound after the street fight or blow off next week? Yes, I do. Both have had looks on the main roster. Both have had dark matches. Dakota's had a bunch of them. Dakota Kai was just a regular on the road for a little while. Raquel only had one, but then they brought her to the WrestleMania ticketing thing. And Dakota hasn't had a look for over a month, but for a while, gosh, from August through November, she was there working SmackDown tapings. Like, it felt like every single week she was there. And then they worked each other at the WrestleMania 38 ticket party. Raquel told me she didn't even know until a couple days before that she would be doing that. Rob says, any idea when Sasha's contract is up? No, unfortunately, I don't have that information. I'm always working to find that out, though. Riley Walker says, with you and Bob of Honor shaking hands the other night and squashing your all's beef, will you have Bob fill in on a show in the future? It's possible. Anything's possible if a gun is held to my head and somebody is threatening to commit arson on my home. Martin says, given the Kevin Owens news, did you hear from anyone they were concerned that KO might not re-sign with the company? They were pretty confident over the past month or so that he was going to stay, they being WWE. I didn't hear a lot of that, and they had some time to really work that out as well. Greg says, do you think he's in line to win the WWE title between day one and WrestleMania? Nah, maybe. I think it's possible. I think they might take it off Big E at day one. I don't think he's in line to win it, but I think it's possible for sure. Daniel says, any news about Disney looking to buy WWE? No, I mean, it's been things. It's one of those things that have been murmured about for a long time. You know what I mean? But no solid stuff there. A reminder, guys, humperchats.com. I know it sounds ridiculous. I know it sounds stupid. That allows us to keep a bigger cut of your questions, your super chats, all that good stuff. Leave a humper chat at humperchat.com. Please support our sponsor, forsigmatic.com/Fightful. They have some great coffee over there. Make sure you all tune in tonight for the post-AEW show as well. Paul Moss, thank you for this. If you have a question, there you go. He says, did ROH pay for Titan Adam Shearer to show up at Final Battle, or did he show up for free to support EC3 and get buzz? Paul, I hate that I don't have an answer for this, but I'm going to ask. I'm going to find out, and I'm going to see what I can learn. I meant to ask about that already this week. Reminder, get in your super chat or humper chat to get your question read on the air. Avery says, how soon before the Briscoes are signed, they hold both the ROH and GCW tag titles. I would be shocked if they weren't signed within the next month. Reed says, I noticed the tag team that were the nurses in the Lesnar-Zayn segment were Beef Candy. I've seen them on Championship Wrestling. Do you know how they normally select who they want to use for those type of roles? Yes, I do, actually, because we have a series on Fightful.com and YouTube.com/Fightful where we talk to these people, not necessarily these people, but a lot of people. Britt Baker, Big Swole, Gangrel, a lot of people about their experiences when they were enhancement talent. It's called Enhancement Stories, and you hear a lot about the process of picking people. Sometimes it'll be based on how big they are, how experienced they are. Beer City Bruiser of ROH got picked to play a fake Bray Wyatt because he was built pretty well the same. So it really is a case-by-case basis in what they need. Also, who they're familiar with. TKO Boy says, Roxy set up a match with Deonna likely to be aired on Impact or pay-per-view, but is also built or booked for MLW's Dallas show. Any idea if she's looking to sign or going to stay doing indies? I'd be shocked if she would sign with MLW. They're doing the free agent open door thing, and I would imagine that she's going to get a full-time offer. Kevin says, whenever borders open up, how rapidly do you think AEW and New Japan's relationship will expand? I think it'll be immediate. Brian says, do you expect any ROH titles to be defended on AEW programming? Yes, I do. After AEW sending FTR and Jay Lethal, as well as a lot of videos to ROH, I would expect that. I would hope that AEW is able to procure the all-in footage as well. KE775 says, with Kaylee Ray and Doudrop Piper Niven coming over, do you think we will see more NXT UK wrestlers coming like Walter and Blair Davenport? I hope so. Those are two that really stand out, right? And without them, man, NXT UK would be hurting. It would be hurting really, really bad. So I would think so. And oh boy, I don't even have my earbuds in. Jeremy, what are you doing here? You know what? Hold on. Let's see here. Wait, there's where are we?
Hey, look at the graphic.
Still got it. I gotta leave this show in time for Quizzlemania at 3:55. What are you doing here, Jeremy?
You always just make random run-ins on our shows.
So go on the website, Jeremy.
I was just gonna make a random run-in on your show. That's all.
Well, how about this? How about you help me answer this question? Joel Wood says, "Who do you see getting called up to Raw or SmackDown first? Braun Breaker or Carmelo Hayes?" That's a tough one for me because one I compare to like modern day Goldberg, the other one's modern day Shawn Michaels. But I think regular Shawn Michaels might want to hold on to modern day Shawn Michaels a little bit longer.
I think Braun Breaker's going to be called up within the first quarter of 2022.
I think he might win the Rumble.
That's very possible.
Maybe he should. Matt Reichel says, "Happy holidays to Fightful Fam. Turning the big 40 in 5 days. Any news on Kyle O'Reilly?" I would imagine everybody expects him to go to AEW. That's pretty well the deal.
He's gonna appear on screen with a Fish, Cole, and Ty Conti.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Dr. Six Fingers Esquire says that Darius Martin's been backstage a lot. Any news of a return, holiday show next week or tonight? The holiday show is next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Please, guys, go over to that stream. Donate a super chat there. All of those super chats go towards bonuses for our staff. A lot of freelancers don't usually get bonuses for the places they work, and we try to treat ours a little bit better. So head over there, donate a super chat or a humper chat. But, I mean, we saw Darius there like all out weekend, didn't we? Like, he was there. He's been around. But, I mean, if he tore his ACL, he ain't coming back this soon.
Did we see Darius?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah, you would know better than I would. I don't pay attention to these things, Sean.
Jeremy was high.
Not All Out Weekend. No, don't put WrestleCade Weekend. Maybe. But not All Out Weekend. Don't put that out there.
Shot Kid says, "Big names aside, are there any under-the-radar talents you think AEW may be scouting? I'm hoping for Marina Shafir after watching Dark." I don't think Danhausen is under the radar, but I think they're... I think that he'll probably get picked up because a lot of people, I mean, Adam Page is talking about wanting to wrestle him, and Ethan Page is a buddy of his. Cody Rhodes was talking about him early last year.
Danhausen's just going to be there for the vlogs.
Exactly.
I don't even know if he's going to wrestle on television. He's just going to be in all the vlogs, and I guess he'll wrestle on Dark and stuff, but yeah, he's just going to, did they do like vlog contracts? Sean, do you know how that works?
I'm sure they could. I'm sure they could. I will. Austin Case is a little late here, but any idea if we'll be seeing the Briscoes show up and possibly sign to AEW soon? Any idea? No. Would I expect it? Yeah, I think they're going to end up signing them. I think it'd be wild if they didn't.
They cleared the cornfield. TK's taking the private jet to come scoop him up right now.
I would hope so.
Did you see that promo?
I didn't. I haven't seen it yet. Was it good? Man.
Yeah, Briscoe's just posted it last night. Martin an ice cream sandwich just talking junk. They're in the farm and everything. It's so good.
The way I looked at it, it's like they were getting signed by somebody. If they get signed by AEW, I get to watch them wrestle FTR. If they get signed by WWE, I get to watch them wrestle the Usos and New Day. So it's like, I would have been all right. It's just, I know that those promos would have been different a little in WWE.
Yeah, much different.
Chris Rain says, "Do you know if KO has a no cut clause or guaranteed money?" No, there is no cut clause. There is no cut clause in that. Oscar says, "Is there concern within AEW about officials regarding the recent decrease in ratings? Do you see the TBS move as beneficial?" I do, Jeremy, because that gets them off the West Coast Live thing, in which people that I talked to originally thought that was a good thing, and it very clearly isn't.
Yeah, that one backfired. Like the first week of that, the ratings were down like a couple hundred thousand, at least 100,000. And they've been down ever since. I know at least Tony Khan on Twitter was very excited about, "Oh, we're live across all time zones now." And then everything came out. It's like, ooh, this one didn't work. I think TBS, they'll take a hit initially, right? Because of the whole, oh, we got to find the channel, and you're just used to going to TNT on Wednesday nights. But once everyone, after the first couple of weeks, realized, okay, it's on TBS, they'll be back over a million consistently, I think,
pretty early on
in 2022.
Ryan says, any news on AEW running more shows on the West Coast in 2022? Yes, I'll have some news on that imminently, or at least hopes and plans of that on FightfulSelect.com. Peter Davies says, Sonny Kiss seems super well liked backstage in AEW. Do you know if AEW still has plans with Sonny on TV? I haven't heard of anything, and I've been kind of shocked at how little Sonny Kiss has been used on TV. I mean, that with contracts expiring, that's one of those that, like that's concerning, because everybody loves Sonny, but Sonny's not used on TV.
Sonny Kiss and Joey Janela, they had a great feud that was only on Dark. I think they ran it back at the Universal Studios tapings, which will air soon here on Dark. But they had the great feud on Dark, and you know, no one really saw it, and kind of a shame, because I think Sonny Kiss is good and not on television. The problem is, like, they got so many people, you just can't put everybody on television, and we see it with a lot of people. They're not used on Dynamite or Rampage, and so they're just kind of stuck on Dark and Dark Elevation. You mentioned contract season coming up. A lot of people, Big Swole is a perfect example of, like, I don't know if she's going to get on television. She was going to try her chances elsewhere.
Kerbin Moss says, love you, Jeremy, and really, really like Sean. Wow. I reported a story about a guy wearing Jeff Hardy armbands getting thrown out of the backstage of AEW. It's on Fightful Select right now. It is ridiculous as it sounds. What do you think the odds of Jeff Hardy shooting a double leg on MJF and scoring a takedown would be?
No, Jeff, 0%.
Jeff Hardy.
I like your closer on that story. Like, we've confirmed Jeff Hardy didn't train this person.
Yeah, I did. I legitimately did reach out. So I'll give you guys a little bit a funny line that was given to me about this. They said when they asked him who brought him in, the fan said somebody that was wrong, and then said, "Oh, I'm Taz's friend." And one wrestler that wasn't involved in the situation said, "We knew that was a lie. Taz doesn't have friends." I was like, "That's a good rib. That's a pretty good one." Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com.
If you ain't hooked, Taz don't care about you.
Exactly. FightfulSelect.com has that full story. Harry says, anything on EC3 and the Bucks? Asking because the pic of him flipping them off was on at Final Battle. Oh, that is him just working his own angle. That is him doing his own thing. Super Pony says, Kevin and AEW would have been incredible. It would have been, but in a way, it's like, I'm really glad that he's there in WWE, because I can't imagine how insufferable that show would be without him. I needed him. I needed him there.
I don't watch WWE.
I know you don't. Hannah says, subscribe to Fightful Select, or what are you even doing? Big thank you to Hannah.
Are we thanking Hannah?
Again, guys, if these questions are on Fightful Select and I don't have the answer, I will ask about them. But
I have a question, Sean. You've not asked me, but I have a question.
Okay.
Why haven't you fired Velveteen Dream?
I should. You know what? I've looked into it. There's an active investigation on that. And there you go. That's why I haven't.
How come Bob O'Neill has replaced myself and Hannah as your best friend?
He's better at everything than you guys.
Fair.
He's a better writer than you. His OnlyFans is better than Hannah's. Like, like, it's just, what do you expect? Stan says, does Jeff Hardy have a 90-day no-compete? Yes, he does. Is NXT looking to replace Beth Phoenix on commentary, or will they stay at two? They like three-person teams. I'll work on seeing if they're adding anybody full-time for that, but I would think that they will. They like to have they have a play-by-play guy, that they have a color a male color commentator, and then they have usually a woman in the booth as well. Hannah says, at everything, even at gift-giving. Josh says, initial thoughts on Ivy Nile, something there. I think she looks like a million bucks. I love the addition of her to the Diamond Mine act, Jeremy.
Yeah, she's great. Diamondmine overall is very great. It's sad to see Roddy Strong lose last night. I understand, came at the expense of Braun Breaker, but like, man, they're hitting with a lot of these athlete call-ups that they have on the new NXT 2.0. I can't say that I like am totally tuned in to that show, and I know some of the character stuff ain't the best, but between Carmelo, Breaker, Ivy Nile, we'll see about the Creed brothers. Harlan looked, I mean, oh, we'll see with him. I don't know what this whole gimmick, but
Harlan looked, we'll see.
I don't know about this gimmick, but we'll see. You know, there's a lot of potential with a lot of these guys.
Buddy, honestly, we had people saying they needed to fast track him. He was the next Lesnar. Louis Dangor flipping out over him.
Louis Dangor's an idiot, though.
Oh, come on.
He's an idiot.
Louis Dangor's reaction to Parker had me saying, like, listen, Louis, I can teach you how to do a leapfrog. It's not hard. Joel says, do you think Jeff Hardy ends up in AEW as soon as his non-compete is up? I keep seeing people claimed he worked his issues to get released. Okay, I want to put this directly. From as close of a source as you can get, he did not work this to get out. And quite frankly, they said, I wish I could pull up. Let me actually do that. The specific. Okay. He was not trying to get fired. That's an absurd take all around. Jeff, like many people, was stressed out there. WWE is a great machine, but it is no doubt a challenging gig. That's it. I don't have any additional info on if he was under the influence or intoxicated. I don't know. I don't know what his state of mind was out there. We had reported that there was erratic behavior, which is documented on footage, that WWE sent him home, that WWE offered him rehab, and he said that he declined. I didn't say that he didn't feel like he needed it, just said that he declined. We can't speak to any of that. I don't know any of that. He did not work to get out of that. And if he did, that would completely ruin his ability to get work elsewhere. For a lot of people, also, it would ruin the opportunity for him to ever come back there. When, quite frankly, Jeremy, probably all he would need to do was go and say, "You know, those budget cuts you're doing, just add me. You'll be fine." And they'd probably have just done it. That's just my assumption there. But he wasn't working to get out of his deal.
I kind of feel the same way. Like all the releases that they're doing, he probably just, like, if he wanted his release, they probably just give it to him because I'm sure Jeff is on a very nice contract as well. I mean, he said his contract was up next September, I believe. Yeah. I'm sure he's making good money and everything. So if he went out, he probably could have just asked. He didn't need to fake any of this type of stuff. And like you said, like, he does that. I know Tony Khan is like, he loves the Hardys, Matt's there and everything. It's very unprofessional. And I don't think you want a guy like that on your roster who is going to do that. Whatever you want to say about WWE, you don't want that kind of unprofessionalism on your roster. So yeah, I don't know what's up with Jeff Hardy. I hope he's good. He's doing the meet and greet acoustic tour.
So I got people asking me if they think that I believe that WWE will prevent their wrestlers from going there. I mean, I don't think they would outwardly say, "Hey, don't do that." But I think the WWE wrestlers know, probably don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's before and like after WWE shows, because it lines up with the live event schedule.
Smart of him to do, honestly. Yeah. Very smart of him to do. Riley says, with AEW having big shows over the next 4 weeks, who are five wrestlers you think could pull up over these next 4 weeks? Off the top of my head, next 4 weeks, gosh, I don't know. Because I don't know when the non-competes are up. But let me just say, Shane Taylor, Keith Lee, Johnny Gargano, Kyle O'Reilly, John Gresham. I think those are five that could possibly show up soon.
I'm going to go Wyndham. I'm going to go Cult Leader Bray Wyatt. I'm going to go The Fiend Bray Wyatt.
Hannah says, Jeremy, you're my number one best friend now.
Thanks, Hannah. You're my number one best friend.
Donate a super chat or a humper chat to get your question read on the air. We also are pulling up from Fightful Select. I realize Lee's deal is probably up in like...
I think that's... Because he was main roster. I think that's February.
Yeah, but those are ones I expect to come in. I think Swerve's going to come in too eventually. What is the likelihood of another round of WWE releases before the end of the year? I would say almost non-existent. If they did that around Christmas, that would be one of the worst PR moves ever.
It'd have to be almost Christmas. They usually do these things like Thursdays. And I mean, they got two more Thursdays left. Yeah.
Sheila asks if I know if WWE's NIL class will spend some time in NXT 2.0 as a part of their developmental training. And or will they skip NXT? Some of them will. There are some that aren't going to wrestle at all. They're just on NIL deals. But they're like, not all these people are going to come into WWE. Mark D says, Adam Scheer was at Final Battle. Do you have any insight on what his next step is? Probably the project with EC3. People that EC3 talks to seem to really buy into what he does there, and they like it. Nikolai says, happy Wednesday, SRS. Kevin Owens re-signing with WWE seems like a huge, much-needed win for them. Do they need to be careful to not overpay going forward or else risk being in a budget cut situation again? Well, Jeremy, they very much did. They overpaid in 2019. And I mean, I heard of people getting $700,000-$800,000 offers that now some of these of equal level would be getting $250,000-$300,000 offers. I've heard that money has gone way down, but they also hoarded a lot of talent, like unnecessarily.
I mean, they cut a bunch of people because of these budget cuts when they're making, you know, record profit, record revenue and everything. I think they will overpay on the people that they should overpay for, like a Kevin Owens, like a Johnny Gargano. You should probably overpay for that guy. Kyle O'Reilly, he's gone. He'll be at Winter's Coming Tonight. Don't report that. But like he's gone, and you got to overpay for certain people. Are they going to regret it? I don't know. They keep making record revenue. They don't have to cut any of these people. We all know that. They literally don't have to cut any of these people. They just do it because they do it. Nick Khan sees numbers.
Yeah. Oh man. It's just the WWE budget cut situation is just one. I thought we were kind of done with it, honestly. I mean, I expected them to. I didn't think everybody was going to be lifers. I just thought that they would let deals expire as well.
Yeah.
Asian Joe said, did you imagine a time where promotion would trade talent to one another, take on contracts like professional sports? No, because they're independent contractors. They would have to, I mean, UFC and ONE made that work one time, but that was about it. And they had to pull some unique strings for that. Boy, did the UFC lose that one. Holy crap. And ONE's investment isn't the best in that either.
No. I mean, come on now. UFC got the Masvidal knee out of Ben Askren.
So yeah, but that could have been anybody. That could have been anybody.
I don't think anybody is just shooting for a takedown immediately into the fight and going down like Askren.
I know. I'm just saying, like, the fact that they got a warm body to take a knee to the skull in a few seconds. I mean, ONE did get four fights out of Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson. They got... he won the flyweight title, and he put over a younger talent as well. He put over Adriano Morales. Sergio says, is WWE setting up for Liv to win the women's title at Mania? I think they're setting up for him to win at some point, or her to win at some point, but not there.
No, they don't know what they're doing.
Thoughts on the ass boys? I think Austin has a star written all over him. Austin has like great body language and like physical intangibles. Colton looks like you asked a kid to draw Billy Gunn and they made him thinner than he was. but the kid is a very talented artist.
Yeah.
I'll say that. The kid's very good.
It's another thing of like, I think the ass boys they're good, but the problem is like, they have just a lot of good wrestlers. They should thank Danhausen for this ass boys thing, by the way. Because otherwise they were just like Billy Gunn's kids and they were just winning matches on dark. This ass boys thing, this is going to get them over more than they were. So I hope Danhausen gets a cut of all of this.
Oh, man. Let's see who else we got. We got a bunch of people asking about Winter is Coming debuts. But Veer Mahan has been coming for months. Exactly how many truckloads of Blue Chew did that man buy? Gerard says, if you asked again about the big new distribution deal for Impact, I have a low level source who told me it could be the Russia deal. Oh, if they're doing that, that is like prime Dixie TNA level bullshit teasing. Like I remember when Dixie was like, huge announcement coming. Huge announcement coming. They love to do the announcement of the announcement, which is why I hate when Tony Khan does it, because it's very Dixie. And then she gets on there on their US YouTube and says, "We are thrilled to announce a deal with Sony 6 in India." And it's like, good job. That's a great deal. Nobody here gives a shit about that. All due respect.
It was very early in AEW, before the pandemic, but AEW teased that big announcement and it's like, "We're running a show in Florida." And Tony was like, "Yeah, we ain't doing that."
Yeah. Yeah. Jeff, let's not do that. Jeff. Oh man. I feel like Jeff doesn't like me because I made that like a meme for a bit. Like I would always blame Jeff if Kyler would mess up a social media thing. Oh man. Oh, we've got D'Lo Diggs saying, "Favorite Jimmy Rave match, Embassy Forever, RIP." The 8-man tag in ROH in 2004, where they faced Shelley, Evans, Roderick Strong, and Aries, was really great. If I had to single out the best one-on-one match that I saw of Jimmy Rave, it was Nigel McGuinness, Fight Without Honor, 2007. That was incredible. He had really good wins against Punk and Danielson as well. Homicide. I'll give you an underrated one. Him versus Tony Mameluke in CZW in 2003 was really, really great. I love that one as well. Jimmy Rave inspired a whole lot of people. It's a bummer. Man, he was very troubled towards the end and had a lot of terrible stuff happen to him. Any Jimmy Rave memories? I mean, the Rock and Rave Infection even was how a lot of people found him.
Yes. Yeah, that is how a lot of people. The feud with AJ. And I don't remember the event. I'm bad with event names. But the feud of Fight with Dishonor. I know it wasn't like Fight Without Honor or Fight with No Honor. But or something with Dishonor. But the feud with AJ, just throwing toilet paper at him ruled.
Yeah.
Like, what a tremendous bit. Throw toilet paper instead of streamers. It was great.
Adam says, "How can Battle of the Belts only be an hour long if they're supposed to have multiple title matches?" Multiple, if you mean two. I mean, do they have two or three? That's enough time to fit that in. I mean,
they're gonna do FTR versus Briscoes, because that's five titles on the line right there. And then you just do a Bryan Danielson match for the world title.
We have Matt Payne saying, "Do you think Alexa shows up in the Rumble?"
Yes.
Interesting.
You think she shows up before?
I think they might save it for the Rumble.
If she doesn't show up before, she shows up in the Rumble.
Interesting.
But they might bring her back before.
Yeah. Evan Browning says, "He heard any big surprises about Winter's coming?" No, I've heard of people coming into AEW. I mean, I think a lot of people expect Kyle O'Reilly to head to AEW. That's a no-brainer, but I don't know about tonight.
The Fiend, Bray Wyatt.
Jonathan says, "Who's winning the Big Fat Quizlemania? Have you ever seen Grunt the wrestling movie?" I've not, and I probably won't win. I'm good at winning Quizlemania and getting the title. I don't care that much about keeping it. I need Wednesdays off.
Wow, Charlotte.
Nick Thomas says, "Any news on if takeovers will return to arenas anytime soon?" There are no plans for that. No plans for that. Paul asks if I know if ROH reached out to WWE talent regarding final battle messages. I'll see what I can find out there, but I haven't heard that, but I'll see what I can find out. Guys, you can get your super chats and humper chats in. We have most of the Fightful Select questions answered. But I'll go ahead and get the last few of those. Mike says, "In your opinion, how big of a morale boost is KO staying give the company?" People like him, so that helps out a lot. Dan says,
"Who doesn't like KO?"
Yeah, everybody likes him. Everybody likes him. Nico Rigoli says, "Would you be willing to do some interviews with people from Enjoy Wrestling, Rise Wrestling, or H2O? I mean, we can do some of those. They'll probably be Fightful Select exclusives. We might have some. I mean, Jeremy's been interviewing a whole lot of different stuff than what we do on the main page as well. So for the main page, it's going to mainly be like top indie stars and nationally exposed talent. But we're on Fightful Select and other stuff. We're definitely open to doing that.
Send them my way. Go to youtube.com/FightfulDistraction. Send them my way.
Jay Shell says, Sean, can you teach me how to do a leapfrog? If I can teach Louis Dangore, I can teach anybody. I mean, it's not hard.
Bruce is calling. 1 second.
Okay. Brent Lotwin says, do you think we'll see Jody Threat signed anywhere of note in 2022? Yes. I'm surprised that we haven't yet. She looks like a total star. That wraps up our Fightful Select questions, but the Bean kicked in does. He says, who would you like to see as the next AEW champion or TNT champion? I think probably MJF or CM Punk as AEW champion. TNT champion, I think Cody's going to win it. That's what I expect to happen.
Everyone was giving me shit about Cody. I got a bet with Joseph about Cody winning it. I said by the end of 2022, I'm going to be a year early because it's a Cody Christmas, Sean Ross said. Yep. A Cody Christmas.
I bet they already have the belt made.
Yep.
Bet they already have it made. Let's see. What else do we got? I think that's it. Jason says, any updates on Trios titles? I think they're coming. I think they got to do them. They got to do it. Brent Lockman says, just to manifest this, I want Danhausen to debut tonight like Sting did. Lights go out, epic music, epic intro, then tequila. That ain't happening. He's got bookings this weekend. I don't think he'll be traveling on his broken ankle, broken foot for that. But yeah. Rob Reed says, not necessarily a question, but whether WWE should sign MJF or not, he's going to be a rich man in 2024. Of course, they'd be interested in him, but it's 3 years away from even being a possibility. So
the Lakers are very interested in Zion Williamson, John. Very interested.
Yeah, I'm sure. Are they?
Yeah.
They might not be, actually. Like, is he going to play again?
Are you kidding me?
I just realized last night that now Klay Thompson has made more money not playing than he did playing. Like, it happened over
that's
the last few games.
That's a gig. I'm trying to get on that deal.
Matt Howard says, a bit late joining, so I hope I'm not repeating. Just wanted to say the show Jeremy did with Gresham was the best I've seen all year. Will there be more?
Hey,
check that out, guys. That was so much fun. And Jonathan Gresham was like, I got to do more.
Yes, there will definitely be more. I've reached out to a couple other wrestlers to appear on the gimmick there, and waiting to hear back from them. We shall see. But as far as Gresham goes, yeah, he tweeted it that he wanted to do more. He really enjoyed it and said he wanted to do more, whether he's breaking down his matches or matches from other wrestlers that he really enjoys. So it's something that I'm very proud of. Very happy that I got to do. I knew Gresham was a good start there, and there will certainly be more with him, and hopefully with a bunch of other wrestlers. So thanks for checking that out. Thanks for all the love on that, everyone.
If you are a wrestling company or an independent company that has footage, and you will whitelist us to use your footage, like in the corner or anything like that, that would be awesome. We would plug your stuff as well, and you'll have like some pretty significant names reacting to the matches that your company does. If Jeremy uses them, hit me up. I mean, we're whitelisted by a couple companies, so I'm hoping that we can buy more. Ryan says, ROH talent that don't get mentioned a lot is OGK. Do you see them being in AEW or splitting up? I think Taven would be a WWE target. I don't know if he'd be a WWE target now. I think in what NXT was, he would be, but he's about to turn 37, so I don't think he'd be an NXT target. I think this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time, but the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/fightful. When he re-signed with ROH, that he would have been a target. And I think they probably would have put him with Bennett, but he made more money than what NXT was offering then. You could not pass up the deal that Matt Taven was offered. I think they'll work the indies, and I think they'll probably end up in New Japan Strong probably more consistently, Jeremy.
Yeah, Matt Taven, great tag team wrestler and just a good television wrestler. He'd be good on like the main roster. I don't think they have any plans to put him in a main roster situation. I think I'm with you. I think him and Bennett continue on the indies, and probably they're probably in World Tag League for New Japan next year.
One of my highlights of the pandemic era for ROH, even until recently, like ROH didn't have audiences for their TV tapings. So you would hear Bennett and Taven talk to each other during the match. Like they'd both be laid out and Bennett would go, "How you doing?" And Taven's like, "I've been better." And then like the ref would count a 2.9 and Taven would be like, "Listen, I like you. Don't make me change that." Like little things that they would say, I thought was a real highlight of the pandemic era. Matt says bit late, so I hope I'm not repeating. Oh wait, we already gave you your flowers there.
Oh, come on.
Love Hannah flowers. Says, just want to send you guys more money since I'm rich. Everyone has a Merry Christmas. Wow. I'll be sobbing under my hands tonight during Brian and Paige. Let me tell you, that's going to be a long cry. Hope you got your reserves ready for that cry, because that one's getting some time.
You're very adamant. This is
muted. Dante V says, when does Proud and Powerful get those belts? I honestly thought they'd get them like around Arthur Ashe, Jeremy. So I think you got to put the titles on them in 2022 at some point.
It looks like they're going with King based on the angle they shot. You know, Jericho comes back. They got to get away from this Inner Circle stuff. It just,
yep.
That's completely run its course. They pair him up with Kingston and then get the belts on him as soon as possible.
Jonathan Hedman says, what's your biggest wish, hope for 2022 in wrestling? I hope that wrestling becomes more popular than ever. That way, Jeremy Lambert and I can purchase solid gold, old-timey bikes and race each other. I want us to have a race with solid platinum, old-timey bicycles across something. I want us to grow even more. But legitimately, I hope a successful, good business planned third option comes. And what I'm not talking about is a company that's owned by a broadcast company that just like, we need some cheap content, because that's what Impact and ROH have been. And it seems like for a while that was an okay place to have, but it seems like a lot of these broadcast companies are like, oh, we could just do that and not pay all this money as well. Like, I don't think the numbers that ROH is going to get from April forward are going to be that different than the TV numbers they're getting now without contracts. Jeremy, what's your wish and hope?
Freddie Prinze, my man, Freddie Prinze Jr. gets his company off the ground. I hope he contacts Joseph and I to book it for him. And that's where me and Joseph booking Freddie Prinze Jr. territory in 2022. That's my hope.
This is like the new, oh, Billy Corgan's rich, so he can afford everything. Like Freddie Prinze, yeah, he's got
Scooby-Doo money. He's got Scooby-Doo money, man.
But he doesn't have Adam Scherer pay his contract out money or Wyndham Rotunda money. Brandon says, do you think it'd be a good idea for AEW to alter Elevation into their own version of NXT 1.0 with its own storyline, belts, and mostly lower tier roster? It'd be a great way for underused talent to get exposure. Yeah, I think eventually they could do that. I think that Elevation could become its own thing. And I see a lot of people saying this company should pitch itself to be the NXT of AEW. I hear people say that about OVW. I hear people say that about Mission Pro. AEW is its own NXT right now. They have developed Hook, Anna Jay out of thin air, Jade Cargill out of thin air, like characters that are already popular, they have developed on their own. I do think that they need a bit of a bit of a place to ply that trade. But also, I think there's something unique to not being necessarily overexposed. One of the beautiful things about Bron Breakker, Jeremy, was that we hadn't seen anything about him. He was fresh. He was new. We knew he hadn't had any matches, and he came in and looked like he was already like the top dog in that company.
Yeah, if you would just like put Hook on Dark for a couple of weeks and stuff, it wouldn't have had the same impact. I think the way they're doing it now is kind of the best way to do it. You don't need to, you can do like your offshoot storylines, like we mentioned Sonny Kiss and Joey Janela. You can do that stuff on Dark and whatnot, but you don't need to do titles and everything. They already treat it like it's a development. They give the local people a shot. They bring in some released people or some indie talent you've heard of. And I think what they're doing with it right now is the way to do it. Don't try to, fans got enough to follow and everything. Don't try to like make it a show that you have to like 100% keep up with every single thing that is going on with it. Just do matches for the sake of matches and get a look at people.
Guys, I want to thank you all so much. I always hate Jimmy not being here for Listen, Your Boy, but I wanted to give you guys a free preview of what we do on FightfulSelect.com. Every single day, we have some exclusive piece of news. Anything from my interviews of substance goes up there at first as well. And then we have at least one show every single day. That's in addition to dozens of retro reviews and all kinds of cool stuff over there. FightfulSelect.com. If you like what we do, that's the most direct way to support our independent coverage of pro wrestling. But I want to thank all of you that sent in super chats and humper chats and all that. Of course, we have FightfulMag.com. But Jeremy, you've got your own channel, Fightful Distraction, YouTube.com/FightfulDistraction.
Yes, YouTube.com/FightfulDistraction. We'll be live on the channel at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Myself, Joseph Holbert, Alex McCarthy is going to join us for our AEW Dynamite preview. So it'll be two people you can't understand and Joseph. And we'll talk about Dynamite. We'll talk about Kevin Owens re-signing. Yeah, Bob O'Neill is there. Sean Ross Sapp makes run-ins sometimes to shake hands with O'Neill. We do fun stuff over there, I think. I don't know. And you can catch me every day, you know, at Fightful. My name's somewhere on that website.
CM says, what do you think is more likely, Kyle O'Reilly or the Briscoes tonight? What is the card? Let me look at the card right now.
So I'll tell you right now. It's only four matches, Sean. You got Wardlow and Matt Sydal. You got Serena Deeb, Hikaru Shida, MJF, Dante Martin, and Hangman Page and Bryan Danielson.
I would say the Briscoes, because MJF is out there. Maybe the Pinnacle is involved in some capacity. I don't see a lot of the Elite on this show, but who knows? I mean, honestly, if I were them, I would put one of them on Rampage. You got to make people think that show is must watch, because it's a very DVR-able show right now. Guys, I am headed over to Quizzlemania, but please subscribe to Fightful Select. Again, we broke that little bit of news about Kevin Owens re-signing a multi-year deal with AEW, or not AEW. God, man.
Wow. Wow. That's going to get clipped.
Somebody's going to clip it. Shot is a fraud. Fake news, wrestling media. And then they're going to be like, in front of their window.
Oh, man. Oh, we didn't have to go there.
I got to say, happy birthday to Cameron Hawkins, Seahawk, who said, that's bold. Beaten off in front of the cops. I'm afraid to smile in front of the cops. Oh, I lost it.
Oh, man.
Oh, so we. Oh, the dude was the living embodiment of the Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle, beaten off in front of the window. Note the time. Oh God! I promise, if you talk shit about me, stay in your depth. Like, if you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. Anyway, FightfulSelect.com. We reported that news about Kevin Owens re-signing with Azteca Underground. re-signing with WWE and a lot of the details behind it. We also reported the news of MJF and Dax Harwood ejecting a fan who was wearing Jeff Hardy armbands, pretending to be a worker backstage. You have to read this story. It is ridiculous. Thank you guys so much. We're out.